USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Governor Newsom, honestly, is living in a different world, and that's a very dangerous world he's living in. And if he keeps living there, lots of problems for the people of California. They don't want that. They want to be secure. They want to be safe. And not only asylum, but many other things, loopholes. We have a full system. Nothing we can do.
Those are the words from President Donald Trump as he addresses the crisis at our nation's southern border. The president is in El Centro, California, which is about 100 miles to the east of San Diego. Vice President Mike Pence was speaking at Rice University about the ongoing political turmoil in Venezuela.
Hope is springing forth every day in Venezuela. Across that country, in the largest cities and the smallest towns, people are rising up. And as President Trump said not long ago, the fight for freedom in Venezuela has begun.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The economy's job machine seems to be running again. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
After a dismal February performance when it added only around 20,000 jobs, the U.S. economy added 196,000 jobs in March. President Trump spoke to reporters as he was leaving the White House Friday morning.
The economic numbers just came out. They're very, very good. Our country's doing unbelievably well.
That jobs report showing the unemployment rate remained steady last month at 3.8%.
Talking to reporters in Washington, D.C. today, former Vice President Joe Biden says he understands why some people may be uncomfortable with his affectionate style.
It is important that I and everyone else is aware that any woman or man who feels uncomfortable should have the right to just say, hey.
Biden also said he's very close to making a decision about a 2020 presidential bid. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump continues to say that Congress needs to act regarding our southern border. Now, the president is in California touring a new section of the border wall that was completed not too long ago. Mark Morgan is a former Border Patrol chief under former President Barack Obama. He tells Fox News right now one of the big struggles we have is all the family units coming across the border illegally.
Now it's family units, and because of our and unaccompanied minors, and because our laws are broke, we're allowing them in. You said it, right? Grab a kid, set 1 foot in American soil, you're in. 65%. So we're going to reach 1 million this year. That means we're going to allow 650,000 into this country, most of which we don't know who they are, and we'll never hear from again.
Regarding our crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border, many people are still failing to acknowledge that, in fact, there is even a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border. Molly Hemingway is an editor with The Federalist and a Fox News contributor.
For a lot of people, I think a lot of elite people don't face the negative consequences of a porous border the way that the rest of the country does. And this really is a bipartisan problem going back decades. We have known these problems were coming. We have known this crisis is looming. But we just don't have very serious people who are willing to make tough decisions to enforce rule of law or spend the money or change the laws that are necessary to change the situation. And even the fact that there's a humanitarian crisis or other problems does not seem to motivate people. If avocados motivate people, then maybe it's a good thing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.